from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Doran Dickerson, Nicholas Harry Callis here with you on the Fan Morning Show. Crowley has been out today, obviously. We'll be back on Monday, and we go full steam ahead of football season starting Monday and obviously a little bit today. But right now, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette's Noah Hiles, he's joining the show. Noah, you are in Phoenix, Arizona right now. You're going to be covering the Pirate game tonight. Have you stopped at In-N-Out Burger yet?
I have not. I went to a pretty nice restaurant. I believe it's called the Blue Dog, which is downtown. Got myself some nice salmon, clean the first day getting to town. And then you get into the mud a little bit as the series progresses, in my opinion. So I will stop at In-N-Out before I hit the road to my next destination, which is Houston.
How hot is it down there? Because Houston's a different type of animal now. Like, compared to Arizona and Phoenix, like Houston, that's the humidity. Arizona, Phoenix, it's more of a dry heat. Is it hot or is it kind of decent?
It's 6 a.m. here and it's already 85 degrees.
Wow.
Yesterday, when I arrived at my hotel, it was 111 degrees at 1:30 in the afternoon.
Ooh.
So there's not a lot of people out and about. I kind of talked to the people in the hotel lobby and I was like, is this like an active area? And they're like, it is during the winter and the fall, but during the spring and summer, you don't see a lot of people around downtown Phoenix just because it is scorching.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. All right, Noah, we're 4 days away to the trade deadline. What are you hearing on the Pirates front? What are some names that would make sense? Callis and I have been playing a game throughout the show at the 45s of every hour of I throw out a name to him and he tells me if it makes sense or not for the Pirates to trade for, or a trade piece on the Pirates in the Pirates organization that it would make sense for them to trade away to get somebody back in order to enhance this lineup. So what are you hearing?
I'm hearing I wish I had something sexier for you, Doran, but everything that I've heard kind of matches what I've been told for the last couple of weeks. They're just hitting up as many teams as possible, inquiring about a lot of players. I'd have to imagine that this weekend they start to truly hone in on a couple of targets. Some names that make the most sense to me would be Tommy Pham, Taylor Ward, and Jesse Winker. Those are three corner outfielders. A Pham can even play center field, who are all on expiring deals. None of them are obviously game changers as an individual addition, but I think what this team needs more than anything are players that kind of round out the lineup. I really don't hate the top five batters in this order when everyone's healthy in there. It's the guys 6 through 9 that need to hold their end of the bargain. And if you get a Tommy Pham or a Jesse Winker, you can either put them in the bottom end of the lineup or you have them at the top half and you can move Nick Gonzalez out of the cleanup spot. and he can be lower in the order. And I mean, that's a pretty good bat to have in your 6-7-8 spot. So those are, I think, realistic moves. As far as guys that could be traded, we'll start at the major league level. I look at a guy like Quinn Priester as very ideal trade bait. He's a former top 100 prospect. He's still only 23 years old. I think he's shown sizable growth in year two of the big leagues for him compared to year one. And I think that a team, considering what they're going to be trading for, Priester's a guy you could dangle in front of a team if you're looking to get someone like Taylor Ward, who has multiple years of control. I think you could say, hey, here's a young pitcher. We have a lot of this already. He might not even be in the rotation next year or the year after that, but he could be a top four guy for you. So you get a starting pitcher, we'll take your outfielder, and that could be a straight up thing. Another thing Charrington's talked about is the possibility of multiple teams in contention doing a true baseball trade, which is just big leaguer for big leaguer. And if you're going that route, I think a guy like Marco Gonzalez could make sense, just because he's on an expiring deal. Once Bailey Falter comes back, you have another starting pitcher already. And I think that Marco's veteran presence, and I mean, he's thrown the ball decent, albeit in a small sample size. You can maybe get a fourth outfielder or something like that if you're looking to get some depth. So those are major league guys. As far as minor league goes, unless they're going out and getting an elite player with multiple years of control, I don't see them dealing anybody in their top five. But there are a lot of really talented pitchers in Bradenton right now or in Greensboro, a guy like a Hunter Barco or a guy like a Patrick Riley, you know, some guys who have been recently drafted who have some solid numbers. But, I mean, it's going to be a while till they get up here, and where are they going to go?
Right.
You know, so, like, those are guys that I would look at as far as trade possibilities, as far as prospects are concerned.
So is Brent Rooker just wishful thinking for Pirates fans?
Yeah, and the reality is, I mean, that guy's a DH, and the Pirates don't need to upgrade their designated hitter position. I mean, Brent Rooker is a better designated hitter than Andrew McCutchen, but neither of those guys are going to play right field every day for you.
Right.
So it'd be the same thing as, like, yeah, if there was a good shortstop out there, sure, you could go get him, but, like, you already have a shortstop. So, his bat would look tremendous in this lineup. I think it would fix a lot of problems. You put him right in the cleanup spot, and like I said, you can move Gonzalez down in the order, and now you have something cooking here. But I just don't know where you put him in the order, because you're not benching McCutchen, you're not playing McCutchen in right field, and you're definitely not playing Rooker in right field. So I just don't see how that fits. And then based off of conversations we've had, I think Rooker might probably be the biggest name dealt at the deadline. And considering how hungry so many teams in baseball are for a power bat right now, I don't think the Pirates would be willing to be the highest bidder for a guy that plays a position that they already have a good player at.
Now, Luis Ortiz is pitching tonight, and, you know, every series is a big series for the Pirates, and, you know, they're in four in a row. They've won four series in a row. You know, they are somewhat hot right now, or they're teetering about getting pretty hot. I don't want to jinx him or anything, but has Luis Ortiz gotten enough credit for what he has done this year, or has he been just overshadowed by Paul Skeens, by Mitch Keller, by Jared Jones, and, you know, the top three of the pitching staff?
I think he's starting to get credit, and I think that this is a guy that, if he can continue this, we should be looking at him in the same light as we look at, you know, it should be Skeens, Jones, Keller, and Ortiz, because it wasn't long ago that this was supposed to be one of the future guys.
Yeah.
You know, when he was coming up, he was viewed in the same breath as Roansy Contreras, you know, and obviously that didn't work out, but I think that people gave up on him and forgot about him way too early. I mean, the guy's still only 25 years old. He didn't have a bad spring, but the way the Pirates developed him this year, putting him in that bullpen role, allowing him to build up, and it's worked out perfect, because now he's going to have the freshest arm in the team on any starter going into the second half, because he's not had any injuries, and he's gradually built up, similar to what Skeens did in the minor leagues. This guy did in the and he got a lot better. I mean, he started learning how to throw a cutter in April. How many major league pitchers do you hear learning to throw a pitch mid-season And per Baseball Savant, it's his most valuable pitch. So it's not only just something he learned. It's been a difference maker for him. And so I think this is a guy that, as far as I'm concerned, is a player that fans should be excited for, not only this year, but moving forward. I don't think he has the high-end upside that Skeens and Jones and Keller possess, but this is a guy that a lot of people would feel very lucky to have as their number four starter right now. He's throwing the baseball very well.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Who's had a bigger impact in your opinion? Rowdy Tellez or Nick Gonzalez?
Man, that's tough. I would say Nick, just because he's been consistent. More consistent. I mean, Rowdy over the last month and a half has been really good. Mm-hmm. But I think this team changed when Nick came up. You know, everyone circles May 11th as the date where the Pirates have been a different ball club. And they're right. Since Skeens debuted, this team's 7 games over .500. But Nick Gonzalez came up the same time as Skeens. He played one day earlier. And the lineup's been different with him. I think it's, A, just having someone who – and if you look at Nick's numbers, this isn't a guy who's setting the world on fire. He's, by a lot of accounts, a league average hitter. But that's what this team was missing. They had two or three guys who were doing all of the work, and then the rest of them were well below league average. And just having another league average bat who could come through and drive in a run here and there, or get a double, get on base, move a guy over and score into scoring position. That's been the difference maker, and he has consistently been that guy since he's arrived. His approach is different, which I think throws off opposing pitchers, whereas you see so many other guys on this team taking multiple pitches. Nick Gonzalez is a first-pitch hitter, and I think that's benefited him tremendously late in late-game situations. So I would go with him just because he's been impactful from the moment he's arrived.
Noah, we will check in with you multiple times before the end of the season. But on September 29th, the last game of the season against the Yankees, what will the story be about the Pittsburgh Pirates? Like, where would they be at, in your opinion, and in hindsight, where would they be at on September 29th, and what will we be saying about them?
I think we'll be talking about 2025. Mm-hmm. I'm not entirely confident that this is a playoff team just yet. I think there will be two storylines. I think there will be one where pessimists will be looking at the many winnable ball games that this club surrendered and think, man, this is a better team than the New York Mets. This is a better team than the Padres or whoever else, or God forbid the Cardinals. And they should be ahead of them. They should be playing in October right now. But I also think that people are going to look at the developments that did take place this year. They're going to look at O'Neill Cruz and say, that guy is as good as we thought he could be, and he's going to be even better next year. They're going to look at the starting pitching and say, we've got a lot of options coming into 2025. They're going to look at Nick Gonzalez and Reynolds, and they're going to say, this is a team that's probably going to be the odds-on favorite to win the Central in 2025. So there's going to be some frustration knowing that they could have made the playoffs this year, but there's also going to be a lot of optimism knowing that it's really going to be for real next year. So it's not the answer I'd hope to give. I trust me. I mean, I would love to be gearing up to cover October baseball more than anyone, mm-hmm. but I'm not completely sold just yet, just because of, you know, with the Pirates, it's kind of like, I got to see it before I say it. Type
right.
Thing,
you know? Right. Noah, thank you so much. Thank you for waking up. I know it's early there, 6 a.m., and get yourself some In-N-Out Burger during this series. And hopefully the Pirates can keep that trend going and win another series and make that 5 in a row. Thank you, man.
We'll see. Thanks for having me on, Dorn.
You're the man. Thank you. Noah Hyles of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Oh, man, Kyle, she heard that. You know, he said that we're going to be talking about 2025 whenever we approach the end of the season here.
I don't like it.
I don't like it, but I understand where he's coming from, and I think that it's kind of I think that most people will be split. I think because it could go either way. It really could. It's going to come down to that last series, probably. Mm-hmm. It's going to. You know it is. You're going to finish the season with the Yankees. You're going to start the 2025 season with the Yankees. And the Yankees, they could either make or break you. I know it's going to come down to that. But it's going to make for an exciting next month or 2 months.
I think I said that. I think I said that last week.
It's going to come down to the Yankees. Yeah, you did.
And they're not. They're not doing great, but no. I think I'm on the other side. I think they're going to beat the Yankees because the Yankees have been exposed, mm-hmm. and they're going to make the playoffs because they win that series.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.